being in the tent and hearing a wolf and feeling like you are near a wolf.
Right.
What does that mean, and do people benefit from that? Like, in your experience as a person that lives here...
Is it relevant, though? Does that compel us to provide that experience for people indefinitely in the future?
Do people come here for the wolves? How many people come here for the wolves? What happens... What would happen to this place, separate from the ecological health?
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. Never mind the creature.
Yeah, the experience. Yeah.
So, a couple of important distinctions here. There's a big distinction these days between wilderness and wildness, right? Wilderness being an idea about nature that is ahistorical and asocial, right? And wildness being more about, it has similar kinds of commitments and sensibilities, but it's more about certain ways of relating to the environment that are possible in many different contexts and don't necessarily require wilderness, right? So, so then a park like that, it offers those kinds of opportunities for connection.
Right.
But it doesn't need to do so within the wilderness narrative. Then the other part is sort of like this idea of letting nature run its course, right? Which is paradoxical when, you know, what he's really talking about is managing a space in these very specific ways, right? So that's not letting nature run its course. It's actually impossible to do that in the context that he's concerned about. Even
never
if that
never mind the creatures.
All,
and let's,
right?
let's focus
but
on
to
like
the extent that it is
you know, the experience
yes.
of people.
Yes. Yeah.
And I would say, well, it's interesting. Let's talk about it further right now. But to me, it's irrelevant, you know, because we're talking about ecosystem health and then the wildlife themselves. And, you know, I think that's probably paramount to what a visitor, you know, thinks on the matter. It's the science that's going to make the decision.
But isn't this place, don't we as people of the United States of America own the park? And if a significant amount of people come here to be around wolves, shouldn't that play into the decision-making process?
That's bullshit. Science can't make decisions for anyone. What matters are values, people's values. Science is important, no doubt, right? It helps us to understand certain things. It helps us to make more informed decisions about things. But it isn't the same as people feeling and acting. Right, it can't make people feel and act, and value is always, almost always, I think, trump science.